AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. 8:21 this morning, it's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, and GAR's 2022 President Brian Tunney will join me. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. Third Thursday of the month means State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. And yesterday, you spoke for the Retired Men's Association of Greenwich. First of all, how did that go?
It was great. I mean, it's a great organization. Their programming is fantastic, second to none. And I was certainly honored to speak for them.
All right, and I'm sure some of the things we'll talk about today were some of the things you talked about yesterday. But let's talk about gas tax relief. The gas prices have backed off a little bit, but I guess there's still a push to maybe give us a suspension of the state gas tax. Tell us how that's progressing.
That's correct. Last week, the Senate and House Republicans proposed suspending the state's gas tax until the summer. And a couple of days ago, the governor announced that he agrees with the proposal, and it seems like it'll move forward in the next week or two. I think it's important to give regular families relief from this historic inflation, especially in energy prices. So I think this suspension of the gas tax is a good start.
Now, Connecticut's gas tax is, what, 25 cents a gallon? Is that right?
About, yes.
Okay, so then, I mean, is it simple math where we're going to see a reduction of 25 cents a gallon at the pump, or, you know, is there going to be a problem of price gouging, or maybe these of stations or manufacturers or whatever trying to take advantage of any safeguards built in? How's that all going to work out?
Yeah, and they're working, I think they're trying to suss that out in the bill. Hopefully, because it's a competitive industry, the gasoline market, that it would be difficult to significantly gouge people in the first place. But they are working on finding a mechanism for preventing any sort of gouging or something like that by the market. So that's being, I think, worked out in as the bill is being written right here.
Okay. Also, there's a talk of having the sales tax-free week, which is usually right before school starts, usually in August, of having it in April. Is that still on the table?
Yeah. They're talking now about having two tax-free weeks. Why they don't just cut the sales tax instead is beyond me. I tend to like broad tax changes, broad tax cuts that are fair and positively affect as many people as possible. Not these sort of like very narrow gimmicks where you give a benefit to a certain industry or a certain group of people, or in the case of a sales tax holiday at a certain time. So I'm not as keen on that idea, but it is being discussed having two sales tax holidays rather than one.
Okay, so the one in April would be in addition to the one in August, not instead of.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about 830G. Everybody's talking about that. What's the latest on the efforts in Hartford?
Of course, 830G is now a four-letter word, I think there's justification for that. The efforts, you know, I submitted legislation in February to reform 830G. It seems like the leadership of the state legislature is strongly disinclined to that, unfortunately. So if people in Greenwich want to see reforms to 830G, which I think they overwhelmingly do, and I appreciate the RTM's efforts to speak out and pass the sense of the meeting resolution advocating for that as well, we're going to need to see change in the attitudes or the composition of leadership in the state legislature. It gets worse because there's now more effort to take away more local control of planning and zoning on top of it via any other number of bills being advanced in the state legislature. So, unfortunately, things are not looking up on that front. I think we really need a change in the composition of people who are running the legislature if we want to protect local control of planning and zoning.
Is this a battle between cities and rural areas?
And it probably correlates with that. It's more of an ideological battle, I think. But you know, it doesn't make sense to me that you'd pit the cities against the towns in this regard, because I think you want a thousand flowers to bloom. I think you want our cities to succeed. I think you want our suburbs to succeed and our more rural towns to succeed. Not every place become the same. I don't think that's good for anyone. So I don't really think it's in the interest of anyone to kind of have the state take over the planning and zoning functions to a large degree. And I tend to think it's more of an ideological motivation than it is a regional motivation.
All right. And is it because we've spoken to the First Selectman Camillo about this, where he mentioned that some of the proponents say they haven't even been to Greenwich or seen some of the places that might be impacted. I mean, is it a matter of information or their minds are made up? What do you think?
I think it's probably both. And it's probably more that the minds of a lot of people are made up. But I think other people, as they learn more about the efforts of Greenwich and other surrounding communities to achieving affordable housing goals, they'd be impressed. I mean, certainly the governor, who's a Democrat, came down to Greenwich when Armstrong Court had the ribbon cutting and said Greenwich does a good job on affordable housing. Even kind of the leader of the interest group in Hartford that's pushing a lot of these proposals has admitted that Greenwich does a pretty good job. I think the renovations of Armstrong Court have been fantastic and necessary. The housing trust that we passed just last year, I think, in the RTM has been important. Greenwich has a higher composition of so-called affordable housing than a lot of similar peer communities around Fairfield County. People want to advance these goals. They just want to do it in a way that has local buy-in and input, and it kind of balances other interests and considerations that the town has. So I do think that, as you say, as more people would learn about the efforts Greenwich has made, more people would be impressed and realize that there is a lot of common ground and there is a sensible way forward on all this. It doesn't have to be so adversarial.
All right, State Senator Ryan Fazio, as always, thanks very much for your time, and have yourself a good St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk to you next month. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Okay. That is State Senator Ryan Fazio joins us on the 3rd.